When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Order in the court. Order in the court. In the case of Mr. Vinny Salvatore Prosciutto, we are charging you with public indecency, loss of a hairline, and lack of bitches. How do you plead?
We'd like to plead guilty, please.
Yeah. Bro, what the fuck are you talking about, bro? That's not what we talked about back in the fucking room, dude. That's it. I reserve my right to represent myself. I plead the sixth. All right? Let me tell you something. I'm not guilty of any of these crimes of which I'm being wrongly accused. All right? So fucking relax. I've been in and out of jail for like 6 months, bro. I need restitution. All right? Take it easy, all right?
All right, bitch.
Sorry,
relax.
Majesty.
Relax.
First of all,
I think you're a liar. I think you ugly, and I think you haven't learned your motherfucking lesson yet. So I'm gonna give you a taste of some new medicine.
Oh, you fucking cunt.
You finna go to jail.
What?
For good.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah.
You fucking bitch.
Motherfucker. Did you just try to jump on me, bitch?
Yeah, I saw
Do you see this robe, motherfucker?
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. I tripped. I was
trying. No. Come over here.
Please
fuck you up. Let me see that neck, bitch. While y'all get him, find me his mom. I'm going to beat the shit out that bitch. Where his mom's at?
I'm sorry. Your Majesty,
bring it to me right now.
He's such a good boy. I'm sorry. Please don't hit him like that.
Fuck you.
He has a small penis. I saw the guy do it on TV, bro. He went viral. I tried to do it. I'm sorry, Your Majesty. I plead guilty.
I bet you do, bitch.
Here you are. You've seen the frustration overlaps with the chronic cessation. He is now into the gangster mode.
Now, is it like? A victory light.
Yo, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back, 2024.
Happy New Year, my folks.
Happy New Year. Victory Light is back, you know what I'm saying? We got the God, Liz Bell in the building, you know what I'm saying? Rainey is still in Japan sniffing panties. He'll be back soon. We got the Godman in the building, Hasad Insane, super producer. And we got my motherfucking guy, El Smiliato. You know what I'm saying? What's up with that bird I represent in the background, you know what I mean?
The mayor.
We're out here, the mayor, you know what I'm saying, of the Bronx. Yo, so y'all heard that skit. And y'all know what it pertains to. And it's judge in Clark County, Nevada, you know what I'm saying, which is like Vegas adjacent, whatever. So what happened was, they was reading homie his sentence.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yo, well, not his sentence, but like, yo, listen, this is how I feel about what you got going on. He had probation on the table, which if you've been in trouble, you know, you'd much rather take probation than go to jail. You know what I'm saying? Depending on what the situation is. Because probation, you outside. You just
exactly.
on papers. You know what I mean? You just got to keep your nose clean. So he thought he was getting probation. And then she looked at his record and she was just like, nah. But what killed me, though, Liz, is I've been in this type of situation in front of a judge. And judges will sometimes power trip.
and like the little smirk that she gave when she was just like, I think you need a taste of some new medicine.
Yeah.
Yo, I would have flown farther than this nigga, bro. I'm gonna be honest with you.
And then she put the glasses on right before she said it too. Yeah. So let me look at you when I say this.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, shit is foul.
Bro, he flew.
Yo. The bunnies is crazy because Els was saying off camera, like, yo, you know when you in court, that bench is high as fuck, bro. Like, this motherfucker doesn't belong in jail. He belongs in the NFL combine.
Exactly.
He belongs in the league, bro. How bunnies like that.
But it's like, he had three priors. All of them were violent offenses. It's like, bro. Yo, all what? Right.
You know what I'm saying?
All right. I guess you don't fucking want probation.
Yeah, I guess not. Because I'm like, yo, I go in there for graffiti. Niggas got me shackled feet and hands. I'm like, I don't got no violent felonies, bro. Like, you got that man in there in the Dockers and the Van Heusen shirt. Like, he's not a threat.
But he went in that bitch. I read his statement. He was basically like, listen, I ain't do it, but if you want to send me to jail, then you got to do what you got to do. That's what that motherfucker said. That judge, I promise you, she was looking forward to that.
Yo.
She was looking forward to that.
She's like, yo, I'm going to deliver this shit, boy. He's like, oh, you got to do what you got to do? Oh, I'm going to do something. I'm going to send your ass up, motherfucker.
He need to go to jail. Also, the motherfucker who was next to her need to go to jail for throwing them weak ass underwater punches.
Yo.
Bro.
Nigga was punching like he was in a dream.
He has never been in a physical fight
never,
in his life.
Bro.
He was raised by puppies, bro. Yo,
he doing the Grand Theft Auto punches, bro. It's mad slow, like, poof, poof.
And at one point, you can't even really tell if he's hitting the dude who hit the judge or, like, the actual cop.
He's just hitting somebody. He's just like, yo, I got to look like, he's like, yo, I know this shit's going to be on C-SPAN or Court TV. I can't look pussy. On camera.
Yeah, but all jokes aside, I hope she's okay. She is an older lady, so, yeah. You know, falls like that, they don't come easy.
Yeah, nah. I heard she was giving it up, bro. She was throwing them heel kicks and shit, bro. No serious injuries. She's chilling. But, yo, man, listen, like, as a fucking former criminal, man, like, a judge holding their life, your life in the palm of their hand and just being like, like, don't give me the Like, I don't think he would have jumped over the counter like that if she would have been like, yo, listen, man. You're doing a lot, bro.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to send you off a little bit. Sit down. Think about what you did.
But like, you know what? I think he would have reacted like that. No way. Motherfucker got three violent priors. You think all of the bitches was doing that? No. Yo, this motherfucker is just violent as fuck.
Yo, that goal line dive was crazy.
The fact that he could make it to her, bro.
Yo. Because they're not close together, B.
And then
all.
You got cops. You got a bunch of people who's supposed to be protecting the judge. Bro, I could have done a better job. I would have caught him.
Facts.
In midair, I would have caught him. At least by the ankles.
Yeah, threw that motherfucker back around like a slingshot.
Or at least caught him while he's punching down on her, bro. Why she up there for 15, 20 seconds?
Getting lumped up.
Getting stomped on.
Getting drugged by this fucking guy in a no wrinkle-free shirt.
You see, bro, this is why you got to get jumped at least one time in your life.
Facts,
you
yo.
Got to learn how to get your shit together.
Facts. If you don't know how to go fetal and let a nigga kick you in the back of the head, bro, you not real, bro. You not real. There's a lot of motherfuckers out there be like, yo, I've been in mad fights. I never took an L. You're a liar,
exactly.
Bro.
Exactly.
You are a liar, my man. Because I grew up in the Bronx. I've been all over the place and I done got beat up on several blocks. I beat a lot of niggas up. But I got beat up myself, bro.
you know what? That leads me to I would love to tell this story. Motherfuckers is not getting beat up enough. No more.
No more.
Bro, I was doing some shopping the other day, right before Christmas. I'm in a store, got my headphones on, listening to Yosca Sarante, having a fucking blast.
Oh, yes. Samuria! Hey,
well, yeah, I'm going to let that one slide. Even though that's not Yosca Sarante.
I know. It's Joe Manning. Sorry, Joe.
But I'm in there doing some holiday shopping, having the time of my life, and I feel something hit my back. Something very small. And I'm like, oh, what's that? Don't think nothing of it. I keep walking. I see this little motherfucker walking around in a shiesty mask
and
a little BB gun. This kid is like 13 years old, bro.
Stop it.
So I see him and I'm like, it locks in. I'm like, this motherfucker just hit me with a BB gun. At my adult age, he just shot a BB gun at my back.
Oh, no, he shot you with the BB.
It's not like a BB gun. It's like a Nerf gun. It doesn't hurt. It's like some bullshit, but I'm still like, motherfucker.
Word?
What? You just physically harmed me, bro? So I see him and he walks by. And I lock eyes and I'm like, do it again. Do it again and see what happened. Do it again and see what happened.
What target was this?
It was a fucking family Dollar General.
Dollar General?
Dollar General, bro. I went in there for some dog food, a little shit for my new nephew. Bro, so I say, do it again and watch what happened. I see this motherfucker circle around, come through this aisle. And when I say I see him again, I'm like, bro, do it again. Watch what happens. This time, the manager was sitting at the end of the aisle and he looks over. He's like, bro, I told you to get out the store. Why are you still in the store bothering people? So he's like, get out the store. Get out the fucking store. He goes out and I'm like, no, they won't listen until somebody beat the shit out of them. So he's like following him around the store, telling him to leave. So I guess he was just bothering a bunch of customers. And then he looks at the security guard and he was like, and you keep letting them in. It's two little kids doing that. And I'm like, no, leave them alone. Leave them alone. Because somebody's kid is about to get fucked up. I am not in the teaching lessons kind of mood.
Oh, you
plus,
are, though.
No. Oh, yeah, yeah. Just not know. Come on, bro. You gotta grow up. No, I'm gonna rag you in this bitch, bro. I'm going to treat you like a bitch off the street. And then when your mom come over here, I can't wait to do the same to her. You got on a shiesty mask, bro, and a Nerf gun. You are not a child. I cannot teach you anything, but I'm going to fuck you up. Yo. But I didn't have to do that. So as he was leaving, thank God there was an older lady who was in there. She was like, what happened? Because right before he leaves the store, they kick him out. Yeah. He turns around and he does one of these.
Like points at everybody.
Yeah,
like,
everybody, like one of these. I'm like, bro, what is wrong with these new kids? And she's like, the old lady comes out. She's like, what he doing? He bothering y'all? And then he leaves. She follows him. She's like, you think I don't know your mother? I'm gonna tell your mother. I can't wait till I see your mother. So I could tell her what you was doing in the store. You in here bothering these people? Ooh. She started blacking on him for like 10 minutes. And then he finally leaves with his little friend.
Shout out to that lady, man.
Thank God for people like that. But bro, talk to your kids while they're at home, because when they get into the real world, there's a lot of people who don't have patience for that.
Yo,
especially if you got on a fucking shiesty mask, bro.
You're like imitating, you know what I'm saying?
You
like,
want to be NBA young boy? I'm going to fuck you up, bro. I'm going to fuck you up. I'm sorry. That was my little rant for the week, but I could not believe that shit, bro.
It really be like that. And that's why I'm like, yo, when I'm in the crib with my kids, we sit down like it's a SEAL Team 6 mission. No matter what the fuck we doing. We could be going to the supermarket. We could be going to the doctor's office. I'm like, yo, Ole, I sit the fuck down on the couch. Listen, we about to go do XYZ. You know what I'm saying? And that's what we doing. You know what I'm saying? If we drive past some shit that you think you like, point it out. I'll make a mental note. We not pulling over nowhere. We not doing none of this shit. And if you motherfuckers start cursing at each other and hitting each other in public, whoo! Then they just sitting there like, sir, yes, sir. Then they get in the car, bro, and it's smooth sailing. Because I'm like, yo, I've been around way too many of them kids. Shout out to Bay Plaza. I frequented that shit all the time. And yo, there was always 4, 5, 6, 7 kids running around doing mischief. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I use that word instead of other shit. Doing mischief. And I'm just like, bro, somebody need to whoop your motherfucking ass, mm-hmm. man. Like, not maybe not your parents, maybe just like a teenager. Because yes, that's another thing. Mm-hmm. When I was coming up, I'm like, yo, man, Els, Hassan, Liz, weigh in, please. When I was, I'm 40, when I was a child, niggas used to beat me up for no reason.
Yeah.
For no reason. I'd just be walking down the block. Just me and my four homeboy. Yo, these niggas, yo, they 20 years old. We 13. We getting beat up. That's just it. Yo, the fuck off the block. Nigga, fuck out of here, little nigga. That was it. I'm like, yo, we need to go back to that, bro. Just stop beating little niggas up just walking down the street.
Yeah, you know what it is?
So they know what it feels like.
They don't. And then they got they're in the age of social media. So it's like, I remember growing up, bro, you had to pay for what you said. So
yes,
you couldn't just say whatever the fuck you wanted. You couldn't go up to a bitch and be like, yo, your sneakers is trash.
Accountability.
Because guess what? She was going to punch you in your fucking mouth. Yo. You know what you could do? You could tell your homegirl like, yo, I don't like those sneakers at all, but whatever. But you would tell a bitch that, yo, your sneakers is busted. All right, come see this.
All right.
Now it's like your sneakers is busted. You get fucking popped and it's like, why are you physically attacking me? Yo. You're triggered. Is that the issue? It's like, no, bro, you pay for what you say.
Bro.
That's why a lot of us, you can't just say whatever the fuck you want. And if you do, you better know how to fight.
That's a fucking fact,
and these motherfuckers
bro.
Just want to be able to say whatever the fuck they want.
And it just won't go off like
and just
happened.
Like, yeah, that's it. Hey. I just had to, yeah.
Hey, you dumb motherfucker. Like, oh, word? Yo, you stink, nigga. Oh, word? Like, fam, like, this was a scrapping situation in homeroom my entire educational career. You say some funny shit about my moms, about my sister, about my, you know what I mean? Like, it's going down.
Yep.
Like, My son had an issue like that in school because he duffed this kid. This last year at summer camp, he duffed some kid out on the bus because he was like, "Yo, you ugly," to my daughter. He's like, "Yo, you ugly. You got like you da 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 whatever." He said, "What?" He didn't say no more. He's like, "What'd you say to my sister?" Goof, and then duffed him out.
Fucking love that for you guys.
Yo, what?
Love I was that like, for
"Yo, I got a letter home." I was like, "Fuck this slutter. Nigga ain't signing this shit." I gave that nigga 2 high fives. I was like, "Yo." That's right, bro. Hold your sister down, bro. No, don't ever let somebody disrespect your sister like that in public, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Or in private, ever. And he was just like, "I know." I was like, "Yeah."
You see, bro, it starts at home. This is what I be trying to tell my nephews and my niece, well, my little cousins, that whatever I tell you here, be thankful when I tell you you need to do this or you can't be doing this or saying that, because in the outside world, nobody's going to warn you.
They don't give a fuck.
You're going to get punched in the fucking throat,
yo,
bro.
Facts.
That's what's going to happen. You could sit here and say some shit, and I'm going to tell you, listen, you shouldn't say that because this, this, and this. That's offensive. Don't say that. I'm going to tell you that. You're going to say that shit to the wrong person, and they're not going to, they don't give a fuck about you. They don't give like, a fuck about your health or your well-being.
Oh, excuse me. That was offensive to me. Can you please apologize?
Bro, I'm going to fuck you up. When you wake up, you'll be like, what the fuck happened? Figure it the fuck out. Ask the people around you.
When you wake up on
I love you enough to tell you this shit in private.
Facts. When you wake up on the concourse with your head next to a fire hydrant, like, yo, what the fuck, bro? Why am I leaking out my ears?
But you know what? Everybody need one. Everybody need an ass whooping because, bro, if you don't get an ass whooping, you be out here wilding.
Wilding, bro. Just, no respect. And speaking of niggas that need an ass whooping, Eric Adams needs a fucking ass whooping, bro.
I can supply that.
A lot of
money. All you gotta do is give me the call, bro. Yo, I got those.
Listen, yo, shout to my guy Steven Espinoza. He runs boxing. Yo, let's set up this Liz, Eric Adams. I'm betting the house on Liz, bro. Cause this motherfucker look weak. His head is so looks fragile, B.
And I could tell he don't work out his legs.
At all. He skipped leg day every day.
Yeah, I drop kick that bitch. It's a wrap for him.
So he's been saying a lot of wild shit. Like everybody hated De Blasio because he was like Big Bird. He's like, hoo-hoo, my wife is black. I like black people. Hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo. You know what I'm saying? Everybody, he's just like a goofy motherfucker. This guy, Eric Adams, is actually like a fucking Batman villain, bro. And he dressed like one, too. He dressed like the Riddler and the Joker every time he step out. This motherfucker, I don't know where the fuck he gets his suits, bro. I don't know if he just takes a stick of chalk and pinstripes them himself, but he's been on a run of saying some wild shit, bro. Yo, first of all, time out. They asked the nigga, yo, if you could describe New York in one word, what would it be? He said, New York.
Bro, I swear he got plankton in his fucking brain just maneuvering his body.
Remember Ninja Turtles? Remember Krang from Ninja Turtles, the little brain inside the robot? That's exactly what my man got.
Yo, Eric Adams, bro, fuck you. If you didn't know that, fuck you. Big time.
Fuck you forever.
That motherfucker pour a pound of wax on his forehead every time he wake up.
Yo, it's a thing called anti-shine, my guy, when you go on TV. So I don't got to be fucking with sunglasses when you go on fucking C-SPAN. This motherfucker said, yo, New York is the greatest city in the world because you could be hanging out at a restaurant and then the plane will crash into a building. And then he just stopped like that. I was like, my nigga, do you have CTE?
Right.
Like, what the fuck is wrong with this man, bro?
Bro, he's on autopilot. I don't think he understands English words.
Nah. Speaking of autopilot, he said this shit too. He was like, yo, we all on this plane together. Pray for me to land the plane, because there's no parachutes on this plane. I made sure of that.
This is what I don't understand, because I remember somebody telling me this when Trump became president. I was like, bro, he's going to do a terrible job. And they was like, oh, you should be wanting him to succeed, because if he succeeds, we all succeed. It's like, bro, do you know what this fucking man is fighting for?
Yo, you idiot.
Bro, they don't want homeless people out in the streets. They don't want to fill the houses. They want homeless people dead.
Yo.
You want to be out here sucking the dick of the NYPD.
It's hard.
Cutting budgets for schools, for teachers, for after school programs. Libraries. And you want to be mad at the fucking kids outside who don't got shit to do. Why the fuck would we want you to land this plane, bro?
Fam.
You're killing all of us in the air, my nigga. It's like you want to land the plane, but we got carbon monoxide
in the air.
We're fucked either way, bro. Get the fuck out of here.
You want to land the plane, you pumping sarin gas into the plane
exactly.
While we in the bitch. Get the fuck out of here,
bro. Eric Adams, bro, fuck you. We hate you.
Look at Shorty in the corner right here. She's like, she's fed the fuck up. She's like, yo, I had enough of this nigga, man. Like, yo, get this, man. Yo. And then the white dude is just like, is he, did he just say that? He turned to Josh like, did dude just did this? And then, but look, and then he got the Spanish translation in the back. He's like, entonces, todos aquellos que quieren gritarme e insultarme. I'm like, yo. He's like, yo, be nice to me, y'all. That's the stage he's in, I think, in his political career, where he's just like, yo, please be nice to me, y'all. Like, I'm your old black uncle, yo. Be nice. Like, yo. Yo. And it's like, nah, nigga, you rich. You a rich cop.
Exactly.
Fuck out of here. You not my old Theo, nigga. Get the fuck out of here.
I care with this shit because even when I posted the Eric Adams rant from the car accident, I had a few comments saying, oh, yeah, I wouldn't do this if he was a white man, if he was Hispanic. It's like, what? Bro.
I've been cooking him even worse.
Exactly. We hate terrible people. And I don't know where the fucking line was drawn where now we got to excuse people for being terrible if they're black or Hispanic or Latino. But it's like, bro, why do you only care about being able to do the shit that white people do? Even though it's fucking terrible, you're a terrible person, you're doing illegal things. It's just like, oh, why could Harvey Weinstein do it if I can't do it? Why the fuck you looking at Harvey Weinstein as somebody to look after?
Yo! Oh my, yo, MC Liz Bell spitting bars. God damn, son, where'd you find this? Yo, that is a fucking fact, bro. Yo, these niggas, it's like, bro, why would yo, you hit the nail on the fucking head. It's like the worst motherfuckers possible to emulate. It's like, yo, I want to be like that dude.
Exactly. That's why I always say, bro, a lot of people don't want freedom or liberation for a lot of people.
Oh, no.
All they fucking want is to be able to do the shit that white people do and get away with.
Yeah.
Oh, they could go on an island. Oh, so y'all talking about Epstein, but y'all not talking about R. Kelly. It's like, bro, they made a fucking documentary about this man.
Damn, that man's
it's going on.
There's viral videos of him crying to Gail King, bro. That nigga's in jail forever, okay? He's never coming out. He's in jail right now with a tongue belt singing to a bunch of niggas in the dorm, okay? Like, you know what I mean?
We're
like,
not excusing people of color doing
fuck
evil racist shit, bro. We're not doing it. I'm sorry.
No, man, stop it. Fuck out of here. Who's next, bro? That's the other thing, too. Like, who the fuck? Cause yo, like it's only you could only go up from here. I feel like, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And it's like he got 2 years left, a year and a half, close, around that time. It's like, bro,
I don't know. I think they cracking down on him.
He might have to
leave office.
It's about time, bro. The federales is after you, man.
Mm-hmm.
When the feds say they're coming after you, that means they got you already. So just relax, man, in your house in New Jersey, bro, and just wait for them to come get you like they getting DJ Envy.
That's a fact. Oh man,
they get Envy now. And Pena, who I don't know who the fuck these niggas hired as they like defense attorneys or whatever, because it must have been Eric Adams, bro, because that motherfucker, yo, the defense attorney printed out a bunch of texts thinking, yo, if the judge sees threatening texts, that's going to help our case. Bro, it's not. You old mother, you rob niggas, man. Of course they're gonna be like, yo, we're gonna come violate you.
Right.
That was my entire life savings. Yo, there's one in particular, man, that says like, it's like, yo, we Harlem niggas. There's one that's like mad professional with the lawyer, like, sir, we will be reaching out with our attorneys. And then there's one that's like, yo, you stole money from some Harlem niggas. It's quiet for you. We know where you live in Franklin Lakes. We're going to find that address.
With fucking Cesar Peña, he went live after they released him from jail. Did you see that one?
He went live. What a dickhead.
And he basically
bro.
Was saying, y'all are stupid for reporting me to the feds, because if you thought it was going to take you time to get your money, now you really are never going to get your money, or it's just going to take more time.
See, I tell you right now, Cesar Peña has never been jumped and beat up ever in his fucking life.
Because
you're over here robbing niggas for half their whole life savings, thinking shit is going to be sweet. Like, they coming to get you, bro. And you dealing with, like, the hip-hop community. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to just say hip-hop urban community. Motherfuckers deal with shit a little different. You know what I mean? Like, I drive my car to my orthodontist neighbor's house. That nigga's calling the police. He's calling the lawyers. I do that shit to my neighbor on Tremont, bro. That nigga's backing out the strap.
Right.
Like, you know
exactly.
What I mean? Like, it's different type of situations here, man.
I was having this conversation with my friend the other day. I think this is my mind came up with this. DJ Envy started to scam and do all these things after Dame Dash ripped into his asshole on live air.
You got a boss.
I know. Bro, I'm telling you, I made the correlation. I'm like, he was like, you can't leave this station to your son.
Yes.
This is the first time I've ever seen DJ Envy like really he couldn't answer the questions that Dame Dash was giving him. And even though that to this day that episode that whole fucking episode is hilarious, but Dame Dash was on his ass. You an employee. I don't even talk to you. You're a worker. I'm not even gonna listen to you.
My son has cookies.
That that bro is what triggered DJ Envy. He was like, yo, you know what? Yo. He's right, bro. I gotta build generational wealth now.
Yo, Liz Madamis, bro. Liz Mercado in the building telling the future. Yo, that's a fact, bro, because you could tell, yo, if you watch that video, yo, listen, Victory Light listeners, you know what I'm saying, Light Gang, go back and watch that video. You can see it in his face, yo. His shit, he was bothered by that shit, bro. OD. Like, men are so fragile, their egos are so fragile that all it takes is another man with sunglasses on to be like, you're not a boss.
Yep.
You a worker.
Yep. All you gotta do is look a little bit more rich than you and it's a wrap.
It's a wrap.
Like, but it was the first time I seen DJ Envy for real, like in a corner. And he was trying to fight.
Yeah, I am a boss. I'm a boss.
Yeah, you gotta wake up at 4:30 in the morning, don't you? That's when he was like,
I choose to. I enjoy what I do. I have equity. I have stock. And no, you don't.
Yep.
If you had stock, you wouldn't be selling my grandmother's house in fucking Touch Street in Patterson. You fucking coward.
Bro, that was the triple effect. So, yeah, Dame Dash, shout out to you, bro.
Shout
you created
Dame,
real
yo.
Change.
Shout to Dame. Yo, let me get some CEO sunglasses, B. That's how I got to start doing it, niggas. Put the CEO sunglasses on and just make them feel mad bad. Like, yo, you ain't shit.
Exactly. That's going to be the best motivator.
Yo, listen, man. We love y'all. Welcome back. You know what I'm saying? Holidays is over. Back to work. We cooking up. We'll be right back after these messages.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity, and it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. When Dr. Sabah and I decided to do a skincare line together, he said to me, we are going to give women meaningful beauty. And I said, that's exactly right. We want to give women meaningful beauty, which means each and every product is meaningful. It has a reason to exist. It's efficacious. You're going to get results. And then you just go out and live your life.
Meaningful beauty. Confidence is beautiful. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
We back, you fucking sluts. Thank you for being here with us.
We I just appreciate realized you.
I really be verbally assaulting the listeners. I'm so sorry.
They love it.
It's with love.
It's like BDSM for them, bro. They're like, yeah, hit me again. Hit me again, Liz. Step on my nuts. Squeeze my nipples. I love it. Call me a bitch. I'm pussy. Niggas be screaming, like busting nuts, going crazy. Yo, listen, you perverts, don't do that.
I love y'all. That's too funny.
Yo, so listen, you had the theory about how Envy was so bothered by Dame's comments that he started like super scamming, like trying to get rich. And then that sparked my light bulb in my brain, you know what I'm saying? And it gave me this theory. he was so bothered by Dame's comments that it started a domino effect, right?
Mm-hmm.
He wanted to get rich enough to be on the Epstein list, because that's where the rich niggas was really at, bro.
Damn
yo,
it.
New Epstein, new Epstein, new Epstein. Yo, the Epstein list dropped. There's a lot of Fugazis out there, so we're going to allegedly heavily over here. Like, allegedly, these are the people that was on his manifest on his flights to Epstein Island, all that good shit, blah, 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 blah. A lot of stuff. Shout out to Megan Cunniff, who got all the court documents out there and scouring through
Word.
Them. And shout out to Phil Lewis, you know what I'm saying? Providing news and shit like that. But yo, there's some names on this motherfucking list, B.
I see one of them.
Yo, facts, you know what I'm saying?
My whole childhood.
Yo, niggas got Mike up there,
just,
bro.
Just to make sure the community note does say that Michael Jackson wasn't on that. It says it in Spanish, though.
Right, right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So then, boom. So then, shout out to the community notes. En las declaraciones se indica que Michael Jackson no participó en los hechos, solo visitó la isla. In English, that means, yo, Mike just went there and said, hee hee, and got back on the plane and left.
He said he had his own operation going. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Oh, shit.
Allegedly.
Damn, bro.
I'm going to do my own thing.
All these bitches belong in jail.
I got a ranch, nigga. I'm good. They got Oprah on there, bro. They got Bill. This looks like a Ocean's 11 movie. This is, remember that movie Valentine's Day when it just had every actor in the world? It was like Robert De Niro, Jennifer Lawrence, fucking Min Tran, Lisbeth Ortiz, Denzel Washington. That's what this list looks like, bro. They got Stephen Hawking on this motherfucking list, B. Who is touching Stephen Hawking's dick?
Bro.
That's what I want to know. The fact of the matter is that Epstein Island is notorious not for being like a sex tourism place, because motherfuckers, there's dusty niggas on TikTok talking about, I'm a passport bro. I went to Honduras and found myself a wife.
Yeah.
These was kids. These was young kids, B. And all these motherfuckers that is on this list may or may not have participated in it, but motherfuckers been waiting for this list to drop. Like it's a fucking Kanye album or some shit. Well, not Kanye. I ain't waiting on Kanye album, but you know what I'm saying? Like,
we need that. We need to know.
We need to know who did
what. Is on that list, bro. Whoever is on that bitch, we need to know, you sick, twisted motherfuckers.
Facts.
I don't care what you've done for the community. I don't care what the fuck you've done. A good, what kind of cool music you've dropped or a good movie. Fuck all that and fuck your bitch ass pops. Yeah. We need to know what kind of sick shit you into. Because if you was on this shit, bro, you deserve hell and jail.
Yo, facts. And yo, so there's people that's coming out. So a lot of people, so people were notified, like, yo, you appeared on this list. So, like, if you was on the list, you was on the list, they would call you up. Like, yo, red alert. Yo, Alyssa, man, you on this list, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got...
Motherfuckers is like, yeah, yo, I know. Listen,
right.
What the fuck you calling me? Like, what are you warning them for? They know, what the fuck they've been doing.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, so then the argument now has gone from, yo, who is on this list, to... what did they do there? You know what I'm saying? Because it wasn't just that, yo. It wasn't just like a kid diddling paradise. Like, they did that, but there was also just regular shit going on. So I feel like a lot of these motherfuckers are going to pivot to that. Like, yo, I had no idea what was going on. I had no idea what was going on. Which is cat.
Bullshit.
Cat. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what time it is, man. Like, rich niggas talk to each other privately all the time.
It's crazy because Oprah is such a bitch. I hate her, bro. I used to love Oprah, but she has, bro, she's been pissing me off. First of all, pay fucking Taraji Henson. How about you give the bitch her money?
Yo, stop that trying part.
You a billionaire, bro.
Talk about it.
Billions of dollars and you can't pay the people correctly.
Yo.
When it comes to her and Tyler Perry, these people, they don't like to pay their actors.
Yo, man.
Fuck y'all, first of all. Second of all, she also... which is the main reason why I started hating Oprah, was when Monique confided in Oprah about her being molested by her brother as a friend. Yeah. And then this bitch Oprah invites her brother to the show.
What? Some Jerry Springer surprise guest shit? No!
Without Monique there, without Monique telling her not to do it, she invited her brother on the show to talk about that.
Yo!
So it's fuck Oprah forever.
Fuck it. Yo, I didn't even know that. That's crazy.
Yeah. That's why her and Monique fell out.
Yo, nah.
Mind you, Monique has never been wrong.
Never, bro. Never.
All the shit that Taraji is saying, Cat Williams, Monique has been saying for like six, forever. 7 years, bro.
And you know what? It's crazy because niggas been telling her like, yo, calm down. Mm-hmm. Yo, you ain't popping like that. She's like, nah, I'm telling y'all the truth.
Even her interview with Steve Harvey. Steve Harvey, he was telling her like, oh, you know, you kind of fucked that up yourself. She was like, how did I fuck it up? By me standing up for myself.
Hello.
By me saying I deserve to be paid this amount of money.
Yo.
By me saying the main thing that happened with her and Lee Daniels when all that was going on was that they wanted her to do promo for Precious, but they weren't paying her. And she was supposed to do all these things out of like, she got paid some bullshit for Precious.
Yep.
So it's like, she was supposed to be going out of the way.
That was Oscar.
To yeah,
Oscar,
that's crazy,
Oscar,
bro.
Mate. Like, and you get paid.
I love
nothing.
Monique, and she deserves her flowers.
Yeah.
But yeah, fuck Oprah.
And stand-ups are fucking hilarious, bro.
Yeah.
That's the shit, too. Like, niggas be acting like she's not funny.
She's great, bro. I first found out of her from the Parkers. Fat, funny bitch.
You know what I'm saying?
I related, bro. Instantly.
Crazy. Delivery's crazy. Jokes is crazy. Stand-up game is crazy. Acting game is crazy. Could do the sitcom. Mad dynamic.
Is a girl's girl, too. That's another thing. Like, she legit wraps her arms around women and tries to bring them up, whether they're comedians or just regular people.
Just
like,
regular
you could
people.
Just tell that she does care about the community, like, just in general.
Crazy, man. Yo, fucking... I was gonna say free Monique, like she was in jail, bro. What the fuck? Protect Monique at all costs, man.
Word.
Fuck out of here, B. Yeah, stop trying to talk down on her because she's not on this list. You heard?
Word. She was in her crib picking her toes. Listen, leave her alone.
You know, just leave her alone with her doobie rap, bro. Just let her live. The Taraji shit, though, because you touched on something because Cat Williams recently did an interview with Shannon Sharp. Well, he was talking about, he was like exposing motherfuckers,
yeah.
Man. He was just like, yo. And Steve Harvey was one of them ones.
Mm-hmm.
And like, he just called him. He's just like, yo, this motherfucker's a hater, bro. He's just a fucking hater. Like, he don't want to, he thinks that there's limited amount of space for black comedians and they don't got to be like that. And one thing that Kat said that stuck with me and that I live by in terms of like comedy is like the funniest motherfucker wins, bro. I don't give a fuck who you know. I don't give a fuck how much swag you got and publicity and da 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 da. If you make me laugh harder than this motherfucker, you win. I remember I went to go see Dave Chappelle at Radio City. This was before he was like crazy, wild, and doing all the anti-trans nonsense. Like, and he was funny, but Donnell Rollins opened for him, and Donnell Rollins killed
it.
And I was like, damn, bro, I laugh more at the Donnell shit than at Chappelle. And to me, I was like that's, to me, that don't, it don't mean nothing. It don't mean that Chappelle, yo, isn't great. Like, he's great. Had the show, everything, award-winning, da-da-da-da. But that just goes to show, bro, when it comes down to it, what's the product like, bro?
Mm-hmm.
Forget all the bells and whistles, all the shit around it. Are you funny, motherfucker?
Yeah.
That's it. You know what I'm saying? And that's my thing. Like, yo, if it's not funny, bro, it's not it, bro. Get that shit the fuck out of here, man. You know what I'm saying?
Shout
and
out
Monique
to Donnell
is fucking
Rollins.
Funny.
That's a fact.
God damn it. Yo, last thing on Epstein Island, Ayahuasca A-Rod, you know what I'm saying, went on the Pat McAfee show, and you know this nigga got in trouble because they put Pat put a shirt on, you know what I'm saying? So it was some serious shit going on. So Aaron Rodgers came on there and did his Aaron Rodgers thing. Liz, I don't know if you're familiar with Aaron Rodgers, but he is a conspiracy theorist.
The name is triggering because he sounds like he plays sports.
You know what
don't
I'm saying?
Give a fuck about that.
Exactly. He's the quarterback for the New York Jets that has not played a single snap because he got hurt in the first 3 minutes of the first game of the season.
God damn it.
But he's out here, so he's had plenty of time to dig around and do his research. And his research has told him that there's a lot of people on Epstein Island, one of which was Jimmy Kimmel.
Oh,
and
man.
He just said that nigga's name like, yo, a lot when this shit comes out, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people are going to be mad, especially Jimmy Kimmel. He just said him in particular. I was like, bro, what
yeah,
the fuck?
Yeah, that's a personal one.
Yo,
what the fuck
they
is that
random person to fry? Like, because like, if you said Bill Clinton, it's like everyone's been saying Bill Clinton.
Yes.
Right.
Jimmy Kimmel, like, what do you know?
What do you know?
That is personal. I think Jimmy Kimmel had to cancel one of his interviews or something.
Yo, crazy. But then he went into depth about it. He was just like, yo, listen, because boom, check it out. One of his best friends that he owns a restaurant with and was started as like his personal chef was one of the, like the personal chefs on Epstein Island and like, yo, definitely seen some shit. You know what I mean? So like allegedly A-Rod was just putting him out there like, yo, listen, bro, like I know you know, fam, so the ham is coming, like get ready or something. I don't know. I don't
Holy
know if he wants
shit.
To, bro, like, but then he had to go back. So Pat McAfee, the host of the show, the red faced white boy right here, he had to go back. He had to walk all that shit back and be like, "All right, man, listen, man. Aaron said some wild stuff here, man. Like, all right, we don't want to make any accusations or anything like that, man. You know, we're just over here talking football, having fun, man. You know, like just bros, broing. You know, just a bro show."
Oh my god, yeah. I have a feeling that if I play that video, it's gonna sound just like that, bro. You did that so well.
He used the bro defense. That's what niggas. Yo, and that shit has never worked in the history of like defense. Because motherfuckers would be like, "Yo, we just niggas hanging. You know what I mean? We just hanging out. You know what I mean?
Just we dudes. Just talking shit.
Dudes doing dude shit." I'm like, "Bro, that shit ain't work for Trump, nigga. What the fuck makes you think this is gonna work for you?" Trump was like, "Oh, it's locker room talk. Like, fam, no.
Motherfuckers in the locker room was like, nah, that's not it.
That's not what we talking about. We talking about fucking pick and rolls and shit." Like,
but I tell you what, I'm seeing this trend of these sports shows becoming the new gossip podcast for men.
And you know why? Because people say this shit all the time, but it's actually the inverse. People be like, women be loving to gossip and be messy and shit. Niggas love that shit too. Yo, listen,
love it.
Y'all niggas love that shit, bro. It's just a different format.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, y'all not talking about Jacquees, y'all talking about Aaron Rodgers.
Exactly. Y'all be talking about each other.
You know what I mean? Like, that type of shit. Like, y'all.
And then they be messy too.
Messy as fuck.
And shady.
Shady.
You could tell they was raised by women.
I ain't even gonna say no names, you know what I'm saying? Because this is out there, but I don't know how out there it is. I had a dude from I'm sitting down at the dinner, there's a dude from the Cowboys there. The Dallas Cowboys, the football team. He's sitting there, drunk as fuck, just talking about how, yo, all the Dallas Cowboys, man, we used to fuck all the Dallas Maverick niggas' wives, man. Da, da, da. Like, what? I was like, bro, you sitting this at dinner with like 15 people, bro? Like, out loud. I was just like, oh, nah, they crazy, bro. Y'all is some bochincheros, like crazy, bro. Like,
that's a fact.
Whew. Yo, what was the pun line? Watching novelas with abuela? Like, yo, that's y'all. Bochinchera watching novela with abuela, yo.
That's,
you
a fact. To me, my like the Dominican uncles, bro, are worse than the Dominican aunts.
Yo, what?
By 1,000.
You heard? Get them motherfucking 750 milliliters of Doer's White Label.
Yep.
And they will snitch on everybody. You hear me?
That's a fact. You just get them alone for 2 minutes, bro. You put on some bachata.
Let me tell you something about... What? Crazy. Verbal diarrhea.
That's how I found out my family came to the 90s. They came to the States in the 90s. And it was in Brooklyn. It was fucking overrun by drug lords. And I'm like, oh, so... It was just overrun by drug lords. Yeah. You guys just happened to be there.
Yeah. Like you was,
nobody touched anything.
You was in the midst.
Get the fuck out of my face. And eventually, motherfuckers was like, all right, you got it.
Bro, I got a fucking, you know how Dominicans are, bro. If your cousin is like, you have a cousin that's like 72 years old, so that's your deal.
Yeah.
I got an uncle that got a picture of him looking like Egyptian Lover, bro, with the Jerry curl, sitting on the hood of a Cadillac with some fucking driving loafers on.
Oh my god!
Like 6 gold chains, talking about. See, yo tenía una bodeguita. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I had a
that
little
was a fucking front, bro.
I had a little bodega. You know what I'm saying? I made some sandwiches, nigga. What? How many bigger nigga cheese you got to buy to get a fucking '88 fucking Cadillac? You know what I'm saying? Like,
bro, they be lying, and guess what? They can't lie neither, because you could walk into a store. I don't know if about y'all, but I grew up in the hood. I know when I'm walking to a store and
what
it's a storefront.
Oh, come on.
Bro, you don't got a Sprite, but you got the fucking the two grape Welches from 3,000 years ago. Everything got dust on it. You don't even got a bodega cap, bro. Fuck you, fuck this store, and fuck your drugs too. Ain't got even a fucking
You gotta
cap,
look
bro.
At the milk. You gotta look
oh
at the
my
milk
God.
Real careful.
Yes, you do. Yo,
beer fridge hot as fuck.
You know when the shit really revealed for me? I found a picture of my pops with a Steve Harvey fade.
Oh nah.
High top, gold chain, black big cover, and some 8-ball jeans.
Oh, okay.
Sam, where the fuck you get 8-ball jeans from? I've never seen 8-ball jeans.
No,
I've seen the jacket.
Yo, they don't dance it.
He had four knuckles. I'm like, Pops, what the fuck was you doing?
Yo,
oh, yo estaba trabajando en una oficina. I was working in the office, motherfucker.
Yeah.
What office was that, bro?
Pablo's office.
Exactly. You fucking lying to your daughter like this.
Yeah, Boy George office in apartment 4C. That was my office.
That's one thing about Dominican or just Latino parents in general, bro. They will not tell you the truth. Nah. You'll be like, mami, tú has bebido? You ever been drunk in your life, ma?
Never.
Nunca, never. No. And then I talked to my pops. He was like, bro, she was drunk on the wedding night. You just get the stories from everybody else, but these motherfuckers be lying, bro.
Yo, facts, bro. That's a fucking
friend, bro. Yeah, and that's why that's, you know, that leads me to a much tougher subject. This is why we fuck up so much, and this is why we rebel so much too, because it's like, instead of mom saying, listen, you can't go out at 10 p.m. in the night at Friday because it's dangerous outside and things have happened to me personally on these nights. This is what has happened to me. No, they just say you can't go because I said so.
Yeah, yeah, that's
instead
it.
Of explaining to you, or if you have a conversation with your pop's pop, what should I do with this lady? He won't tell you what he's been through. He'll just tell you, do this, and do this and that.
¿Qué es lo que tú me estás?
I love her. I love her. I need advice. And he's just like, no.
No, singa.
Yeah, just fuck and have like, a baby. What, bro? It's like, what do you mean?
Just fuck? Are you like, just fuck? Are you gay? Those are the two questions. Like, yo, why are you asking me questions about girls? Are you gay? You don't understand, like, how to say. I'm like, no, dad. Like, I want to marry this woman. And I'm asking you for advice because you've been married for 58 years. Like, that's what I'm trying to get
to. Yo me casé fue por
papeles.
Exacto.
Todo, tu mamá salió preñada. Yeah. Yo no la quería dejar plantar.
Bro, so your parents will legit just tell you. They won't tell you why you shouldn't do things or why you should learn from their mistakes. They just be like, nah, you shouldn't do that. Yo. Or you can't.
Yo, listen, we'll be right back, yo. Listen. Take a moment to heal your generational trauma, baby. We'll be right fucking back.
Word.
Hey, yo, you already know what it is, man. It's your boy, Els Million, Mayor of the Bronx. We here with Victory Light Podcast, Kid Merrill, and my girl, Liz. Check it.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity. And it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, for product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. When Dr. Sabah and I decided to do a skincare line together, he said to me, we are going to give women meaningful beauty. And I said, that's exactly right. We want to give women meaningful beauty, which means each and every product is meaningful. It has a reason to exist. It's efficacious. You're going to get results. And then you just go out and live your life.
Meaningful beauty. Confidence is beautiful. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
We're back! Bitches, you know what I'm saying? And we are gonna dive into the Merrill mailbag. Shout out to my man L's in the building. Burnside in the house. You heard?
Pow. Motherfucker sound cool as hell, bro. That's crazy.
I only be with cool niggas, man. I don't be with no herbs. I can't be with herbs, man.
Where's Victor?
Just saps my energy. He's in Italy right now. Yo, Victor I think Victor got salmonella, bro. Hopefully not.
Oh,
bro,
my God.
Everybody's in shambles. Yo, let's do the injury report real
yeah,
quick.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I fell on my neck. You know what I'm saying? How's your shoulder doing?
I'm fucked up, bro. It's getting worse with the weather.
Oh, my God. So she got the shoulder injury. I got the neck injury. Min got a torn ACL, dog.
Damn,
I'm so
bro.
Washed. At 26, I'm washed as fuck.
26? Now, in a contract year, he tore his ACL, bro. This is crazy. And now we got Victor in Italy. We thought he was eating good, drinking natural wine. Motherfucker ate some shit on New Year's. Now his fucking, he got the wild, like, starving child belly. We don't know what's going on.
Damn, and Rainey's bald.
Rainey's bald.
We all fucked up, bro.
You know what I'm saying? Rainey's bald and shit. He got, like, two pubic hairs, bro. You know what I mean? We all fucked up. You know what I mean? El's got a broken toe. He just broke it. You know what I'm saying? While we was doing the injury report.
Hassan is the only non-injured
That's
one.
That's it. Hassan's the only non-injured
gonna
one.
We're going to pray over him and send him all the good
That's
energy
it.
We got left.
You know what it is? It's the hairline, bro.
That's a fact.
His hairline stays strong, and it's not fake. Like, it's fake Steve Harvey hairline. It's natural, which is crazy, bro. Shout out to Hassan, man.
He only got good things coming for him. It shows.
So the Merrill mailbag, man, hit it.
Anon asks, hi, Merrill, Liz, and Rainey. I just got my degree and I'm waiting on some job applications I just applied for. Any tips on passing the time aside from gooning all day? Cheers.
That sounds wild British.
Well, first of all, what the fuck is gooning?
Is that beating your meat? Like, is that
I think it's like you're not even beating your meat. You're just watching the shit. Like,
there's
this thing called like the goon cave, and it's when you have like you got like 20 pinos on at once.
What?
And
Yo.
And you just be like, you know, in like a basement or some shit, like locked in, like watching like 20 pinos, like not even like, I don't even think you're beating me. You're just like, you just have this shit playing. Like,
all right, so, God. We are ready, bro.
We are ready. Send the rapture.
You can come collect your children, bro. Yo. We have lost the plot. We don't know what's going on. Please put an end to whatever the fuck we got going on in this world right now.
Wait, unless.
Send an asteroid.
No, so maybe he meant like just being a goon, which is very, just kind of clowning. I don't know which one you meant. I don't know if you meant like gooning in the Pino sense. That's where my mind went. Shame. Maybe that's my problem.
Since you're gay all day, you already know.
But, you know, if it's allowed, yeah, send the right. But maybe he just meant like being a goon, like sort of like clowning around. Like,
yeah, nah. I don't think that's what he meant. Not at all.
Turn 10 of them screens off, my guy. That's the first step.
The fact that he's not even jerking, he's just watching the shit like a movie.
Like a movie.
That's terrifying, bro. That's so scary.
Because, yo, Liz, you know. You did the Girth Master research. Pino nowadays is not like Pino back in the day. Pino back in the day, there was like a fake story. Yo, I delivered the pizza. Let's have a conversation for like 3 minutes before, you know what I'm saying, I start eating your butthole. Like, now it's just straight, yo, fucking.
And it's violent, too.
Yo, for real, be too. It's shit that I'm like, oh my God. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm clutching my pearls.
You tuck your covers, like, Jesus Christ.
Oh my goodness.
What's this?
That's a lot of saliva.
Oh my God. So he applied for a job. He wants to know what he can do in the meantime.
In the meantime.
Instead of watching porn. Motherfucker, pick up a Bible. Pick up a Quran.
Bro.
Pick up any form of worship.
Every holy text.
Anything that you can pick up.
Pick up a Torah, a Quran. Go to Barnes & Noble, get a Bible.
Save yourself.
All that.
Nah, but for real, some real advice is stay ready so you don't have to get ready.
Thanks.
Don't wait around for them to accept your application or... wait until you have like your life together. No, in the meantime of you waiting for them to accept your application, you should already be building your life.
That's a fact.
You should be creating the habit of, this is the job I'm gonna have, so this is the routine that I have to build. I'm gonna wake up early, I'm gonna do some personal development, even though that shit might sound corny, bro. We all have things that we have to work on.
Facts.
You make your life better, and you make your experience with other people around you better. So yeah, work on yourself, bro. And in the meantime, yeah, that's my advice.
Fucking, that's fucking perfect advice, B. Like, I feel like I don't even gotta say anything, but I do. You know what I'm saying? Because I always gotta say something.
Yeah, you're a dude. You're a man.
Yeah, I'm a man. I have to have the last word.
This is a podcast, after all.
This is a podcast, after all. I can't have a woman have the last word. That would be against the rules of podcasting. That's insane. Yo, honestly, bro, I feel like with job applications, it's like, to me, it's like a fucking machine gun, bro. Like, every, just keep shooting, bro. Like, apply for every single fucking thing in the world. While you're waiting for other job applications to get back to you, keep applying to other job out. You know what I'm saying? Keep applying to other positions. And just also develop, like Liz was saying, develop yourself. And take some time, spend some time on your hobbies, bro. You know what I'm saying? Because it could be a passion that could be a career in the future. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, you know what I mean? Like you said you just got your degree, so I know you a young bull. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean? Better yourself, like Liz said. Work on your hobbies, you know what I'm saying? Because maybe there could be some money in there, you know what I mean? Like you haven't even discovered yet. Because you haven't discovered life yet, B. You've been in this bubble of college for 4 years. Now you're in the real world, B. You know what I'm saying? Welcome to the real fucking world. Work on yourself. Like Liz said, develop good habits, B. Wake up in the morning, stretch your hamstrings, you know what I'm saying? Sun your butthole, you know what I mean? Drink green juice, you feel me? Jog, listen to L's latest, you know what I mean?
Listen to Victory Light,
you know what I mean? While you jog, you know what I mean? And go on Men's Instagram and copy every outfit that he got. You know what I'm saying? So you can be dripped out.
I was
going
to give two concrete tips. One, your employer should know this, but you can use ChatGPT to write cover letters and then edit it from there.
Yes.
Woo.
And two, LinkedIn DMs actually... You know, like, find out what company the person works at. Find a person from that company. You just got to be thirsty, like, in terms of getting jobs. Like, you got to, like...
Wow.
You got to be, like, a dog and just, like...
Tell him.
Yeah.
He been in the trenches, bro.
That's
this
wonderful
been
advice.
Agencies. You know what I'm saying? He's been doing this thing for a
like,
minute.
Like, this shit's not going to come to you. Like, I don't care if you went to Harvard. Like, this shit's not going to come to you. Like, you got to, like... You gotta like dog it out and like go out and get it. Like
make him know that like, yo, this motherfucker wants the job, bro.
Yeah.
Like it reminds me of Cameron. When Cameron was like, yo, when I was auditioning for Paid in Full, he was like, yo, there's a part in the scene where I gotta pull out a gun. So I was sitting with Jim Jones and I was like, yo, should I bring a real gun? And Jim Jones was like, yeah, do that shit. That's dedication, bro. You know what I'm saying? That type of dedication. Yo, like, yo, I want this part so bad, I'm going to bring a fully loaded illegal weapon just to show you how bad I want this part. And he got the part.
He sure did it. He bodied that shit.
He bodied that shit, you Kermit the Frog ass nigga.
He played himself.
Exactly.
Punched out Mekhi Phife.
Yeah, yo. Bro, stay ready so you don't got to get ready.
Fact, though.
By the time they actually pull you in for a job interview and you go in and they're like, all right, this person has their life together.
Yep.
You don't want to go in there and they're like, yeah, this motherfucker been gooning for 3 months. Get him the fuck out of here.
Yeah. All right, we got one more, man. Who the fuck is this?
Will Realms asks, blessings from Cali, Victory Light gang. I just turned 29 this year, and I'm getting to that age where I'm starting to think seriously about becoming a father and what it will really mean for my personal life. I know sacrificing time is key to being the best dad that one can be, and I wouldn't want it any other way for my future kids. However, I'm also aware that finding balance is important to one's mental health. So my question is, how do you find the time to game once becoming a full-time dad of multiple kids when gaming can be such a time suck? When games can be 60-plus hours, maybe it's just about playing shorter games? Or playing certain games with your kids when they're old enough? I guess this question can go for other passions or hobbies besides gaming as well. Okay. Cheers and salute.
Another British guy. Cheers and salute. Shout out to the UK massive. Yo, listen. I had my first kid like around 25, 26. And the first thing I want to tell you is shout out to you because you are self-aware.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You understand that there's a balance involved, you know what I'm saying, in being a father. You know what I'm saying? We got Els is a father, you know what I'm saying? We got fathers in the building. And, you know, sacrificing time. Don't look at it as a sacrifice, brother. That's the number one thing. Change that word. You're not sacrificing time to be with your kids. You're actually doing something better than what you could be doing. Spending time with your kids, developing another human being into a productive member of society is way more fruitful than beating Skyrim, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, getting that nuke in Call of Duty is not going to satisfy you. Like, watching your son, your daughter, or whoever walk across the stage, you know what I mean, and get an award or get some type of accomplishment. Or, fuck all that, watching them grow up and just be a fucking good person.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, and just raise a good person in the world. So this is what I'll tell you. Spend time with your kids, prioritize that, and then slot everything in else under. Yes, play shorter games. Play games that you can pick up and put down. Play games that you can save and come back to in a week. You know what I'm saying? Like, And, you know, because that is very true. Like, parents, yo, they burn themselves out a lot. And when you burn yourself out as a parent, you end up, you know what I mean? Your kids get the short end of the stick because you don't got patience. Right. Everybody's human. We're not robots. You know what I'm saying? So there's situations where, yo, you've been working, you worked a 12-hour day or whatever the fuck. You worked a crazy shift. You know what I mean? You had to go pick this up. You had to go do this. You had to go to the Social Security office for your titi that, you know what I mean, got an amputated foot. You know what I mean? So you got a lot going on. You're a person, bro. Give yourself some grace. Give yourself some space. I appreciate you for being self-aware. My actual advice, your hobbies are going to have to go down, brother. They're going to have to go down in time or involve your kids in your hobbies. Find a hobby that you can do with your child. If you like to walk, walk with your kid. You like hiking, exercise, whatever. I had my son out playing, like doing basketball stuff at like 3 years old. He couldn't actually play basketball, but he just... It was fresh air. We was outside. We was spending time together. And I like to hoop. So, you know what I mean? And let me tell you something right now. There's nobody in the world that's easier to impress than a three-year-old.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I just do like a reverse layup. And he'd be like, yo, go to daycare. Yo, my pops is like LeBron. Yo, you ain't see. He did like a reverse layup off the glass. Blah, blah, blah. So Will Realms, all I got to say is congratulations. You know what I'm saying? Well, not congratulations yet. Congratulations when you do find the one and start to build a family. But yeah, man, be a dad first. Everything else comes second.
Amen.
You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
And he said, please stay anonymous as I may be applying for a couple government public sector jobs. Oh, no, that was anonymous. Will, you go, Will. You go, Will. Yeah. You're not applying. You could goon all day, my nigga.
Until we find you.
Until we find your nasty ass.
You and your 15 screens, motherfucker. And your clean hands. What the fuck you doing?
Yo. All right, yo, that's been Merle's mailbag. You know what I'm saying? That's been Victory Light. You know what I mean? Whatever episode it is, it is. You know what I'm saying? Time is a flat circle, B. Welcome back. We back from the holidays. We back in grind mode. But we don't really do that. We just have fun. We have a good time up here. You know what I mean? Shout out to Liz. Shout out to Min. Shout to Hassan, to God, you know what I mean? Shout to Els for pulling up, you know what I mean? And shout to Rainy.
Yes.
And fucking, I don't know where you are right now, Shibuya, Tokyo, wherever you at. Holla at my man Espo at Espokio. Victory Light, motherfuckers. The saga continues. Holla.
Yeah.
A Victory Light.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's gotta be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring? But don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Because there's nothing like a weekend pause with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.